Archers for the week 13 to 18 August 2000.
Ruth, you're right.
Oh, sorry, David. Go back to sleep.
Shh. You okay, love?
I was trying not to wake you.
Have you been up?
Just to the loo. I thought I was going to be sick.
Oh. Can I get you anything?
No.
Are you sure? A glass of water or something?
Off a bit now.
Oh, poor you. What's the time anyway?
I'm not telling you. Close your eyes.
I'm awake now.
4:30.
Oh. Come on then, get us a cuddle. Wish I didn't have to leave you on your own.
Oh, me too.
I'll spend the day at home now, after the milking.
No, you wanted to get ahead today.
I don't want you looking after the kids if you're not feeling well. It's not fair.
You need to get on spraying the spuds.
Oh, make time tomorrow.
It'll be a short week with the contractors in on Wednesday.
Don't worry, love.
I might feel better as the day goes on.
Yeah. But if you don't and I'm not here... Look, I'll spend the morning here with you and the kids and we'll go to Mum and Dad's for lunch and then we'll see how you are this afternoon.
OK, thanks. I could do with the morning in bed.
You've got a bit of rust coming under this sill.
Where?
Oh,
more expense. But don't pick at it.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I love Dolly. But she's on her last lap.
Wish I could buy you one. Nice little racer.
Fancy yourself as a sugar daddy, eh?
Well, you deserve the best.
I got the best. I'll come over again Thursday night.
Well, not before.
No, sorry, love. I think it's best if I spend a bit of time with Fallon this week. She can be so pig-headed.
That's teenagers for you.
Well, in some way, she's so mature, and then she does something daft, and I remember she's only 15.
So, how do you think you'll play it?
Gently. She'll have to agree to come and live here with us. She don't really have a choice.
But she's threatened to go and live with Wayne.
Yeah, but if I back off a bit...
She'll have nothing to fight against.
Exactly.
Softly, softly.
Truth is, I'm worried she's going to get hurt.
By us?
No. Living here at the Bull, it'll give her some stability. It's Wayne turning her down that worries me. You'll be a great influence on her.
Me?
Yeah. Better than he ever was. She just don't see it yet.
Yes. He always was a bit...
Oh, no need to be polite. He's hog wild sometimes, and he don't like being tied down, especially by a kid. That's why I left in the first place.
Sid! Sid!
Oh, I'll get off then, love.
Yeah.
I'll be back from Wayne's by now.
Right, I'll ring you after closing.
Yeah, all right, sweetheart. I know what people think of me, but I don't like leaving her home on her own.
No, no.
I know you're lonesome, darling. Just be patient.
Sid!
I'll have to be.
Oh, glad I've caught you.
Good morning, Mr. Woolley.
I'm a man with a mission.
It sounds serious.
Faith business. Spile troshing.
Ah.
I believe you're supplying the spile.
Yes, I am.
Whatever that is.
Well, it's like a small wooden cone thing.
Oh.
Yes, it controls the flow of air into a barrel of real ale.
The things you learn.
So, how's it coming along?
The spile troshing? Oh, quite well, I think. Robert Snell's in charge of constructing it. They're going to need a hayrick and all sorts of things.
Are you going to play?
Try stopping me. I've been practising at home with the golf club.
Oh, should be a big attraction.
Oh, yes. I expect it'll bring people here from other counties.
I'd never heard of it.
No. Nor Robert, of course. but Joe's going to help him sort it all out.
You have to hand it to Robert.
Oh, yes. He and Linda really get stuck into village life.
Yeah, yeah. Are you going in for these Mikado auditions as well?
Definitely. Between you and me, I fancy the title role.
Oh, yeah. I don't know very well.
Well, he makes a grand entrance near the end, pardons everybody, and saves the day.
Oh, well, a bigwig, is he?
More of a benign dictator, really.
Yeah.
Sid?
Yeah?
We go back a long way, you and me.
Hmm? Yeah, we do.
Well, tell me to mind my own business, but you don't look very happy for a man in love. Do you want to talk about it?
Well, how long have you got?
Oh, sorry. It's none of my business.
No. It's Jamie. You know he and Kathy are at Bridge Farm now?
Yes.
Yeah. Of course you do. Well, it was okay for the first week. He thought he and Mummy were having a holiday there.
Oh.
But on Friday...
What happened?
Kathy and me had to tell him we was going to live apart. It was the worst day of my life.
I can imagine.
He was so upset.
It must be hard for both of you.
Never thought I'd be a part-time dad.
No, I suppose not.
There was a price to pay for all this, and I'm ashamed to say, Jamie's had to pay it.
Daddy, Daddy!
Pip, sit down and concentrate. You'll spill it. Oh, hold on. Josh, you sit down too. And be quiet, will you? We do not want to wake Mummy. Now take this. Watch him, Pip. Oh, hi, Auntie Peggy.
Someone sounds excited.
Oh, yes, come in.
Thank you.
Well, Ruth just dropped off to sleep, and so Pip became a screaming banshee, didn't she?
Hello, you two.
Hello, Auntie Peggy.
Look what I brought for you.
Okay.
There we are.
Whoa, fruitcake. Hey, that smells wonderful. Do you want a cup of tea?
No, thanks. I'm not staying.
Do you mind if I...
You go ahead. I'll cut the children a slice.
Right. There you are.
Oh, thanks. I looked in at the house. Couldn't find Jill. Your father was fast asleep on the sofa.
Oh, yes. Well, he's had a tiring week. Mum's over at Elizabeth's.
How's Ruth?
Oh, she's not so bad, thanks. You know, she has good days and bad days. She's been a bit queasy and tired today.
Well, the chemotherapy is bound to take it out of her.
Yeah, it's powerful stuff, all right.
Yeah, especially as it was her first session. There you are.
Yeah, I think her system's just trying to get used to it.
So you've got the children?
Yes. You know they're sleeping back here now?
Yes, Jill told me. Well, that's a good sign.
Yeah. So, how are the plans for the fete shaping up?
Oh, we've got a progress meeting tomorrow night.
Uh-huh.
I thought we might tempt you out for the five-a-side football. It doesn't feel quite right having Usha and Siobhan leading the teams.
Oh, I don't think so, really. The kids are looking forward to it like mad, but I don't really feel much like joining in this year.
Cathy!
Jack! Had a good game?
Oh, I've only come up for a few holes practice. All the years I've been playing golf and my downswing still leaves a lot to be desired. We don't often see you up here nowadays.
No. Jamie and I have had a swim at the health club, haven't we?
Oh, did you enjoy it, Jamie?
He's
Well, best exercise there is. After golf, of course.
I didn't know where else to go.
Oh.
I'm not exactly sure where to go now.
Cathy, I'm so sorry.
No, I'm sorry. It's all right. I'm a bit tired, that's all.
Well, I know just what you can do. Come back to the lodge for a cup of tea. Peggy would love to see you. There we are.
Oh, thank you.
Is Jamie all right out there?
Yes, I can see him through the windows.
I knew we had an old football somewhere.
He loves it. He and Sid often had a kick about at the ball.
Yeah, I expect he misses it.
Yeah.
He seems quite subdued.
Oh, he's been very quiet all weekend.
I see.
We had a difficult day on Friday. I feel sick when I think about it.
Cathy...
Sid and I had to tell Jamie we wouldn't be living together at the pub anymore.
Oh, Cathy, what a surprise. I saw Jamie in the garden.
Hello.
You're a rare visitor up here these days.
Yeah, that's what I said. Peggy, Cathy was just telling me that...
Oh, dear, have I interrupted something?
No. Well, you know what's been going on.
Yes, I'm terribly sorry.
Cathy was saying that...
Sid and I... We had to tell Jamie that we'd be living apart from now on.
How dreadful for you.
Poor Jamie keeps asking why. He wants to stay at home. Oh, I should never have uprooted him.
It's hardly your fault, is it?
No.
I thought better of Sid.
Yeah. Tony and Pat have been fantastic. But I am sorry.
I understand it. Jamie should be in his own room at home.
Children can be very resilient.
Yes, they can.
But when we move on from Bridge Farm, it's going to be even more of a disruption for him.
Well, I'm sure Pat and Tony will want you to stay on for as long as you need to.
It's not fair. It's not fair on Tom and Helen.
Have you managed to start looking yet?
It's not easy for a single working mum. That's how I've got to think of myself now.
Yes, I suppose you have.
There was a house to rent in Cleveland's.
Oh, that'd be ideal.
At £800 a month.
Oh.
It's a joke. I don't want my son to grow up in some grotty bedsit in Borchester. He should be in Ambridge, near all his friends.
Oh, I wish we could help.
There are some staff rooms at Grey Gables.
Oh, they're not suitable for children, Jack.
No, sorry.
I just don't know where to go. My life's changed so much, I don't recognise it anymore. As for Jamie, I feel so sad for Jamie.
Tommy's learning the pros and cons of working with his sister.
I can't. I want to weigh the pigs this morning. I only came in for a quick coffee. Helen, don't put the phone down on me.
Morning, Usha.
Hi there.
Late start this morning.
I'm in court at Felpersham at 11. I don't want to hold you up.
I am a bit behind this morning. I've got Pip and Josh.
No, but that answers my question.
Ruth.
I didn't want to disturb her in case she's still asleep.
She is. The chemo's knocked the stuffing out of her.
I'm sorry I couldn't see her over the weekend.
She had a stream of visitors, but she didn't feel up to seeing any of them.
Is she still feeling sick?
Not all the time, no. She seems to be dehydrated.
Oh, poor thing.
I know.
I'm wondering when I can come. I've got a fate committee meeting tonight. Look, tell you what, it'll have to be a lunchtime. Thursday would be possible.
You look forward to it.
£2.37 change and your receipt. Oh, hi, Gran.
A scowling face won't do much for customer relations.
Yeah, well...
Just this, dear. Right. I didn't think you were going to work in the shop.
No, neither did I. £1.50 then, please.
Ah, there we are.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be weighing the pigs this morning.
You do sound fed up.
Yeah, I am. Helen summoned me, and I was expected to drop everything.
Staff problems.
It's their own fault. She had a big row with Peter.
Peter?
Yeah, the guy with the earring.
Oh, yes, I know.
And he didn't show up this morning.
You're not on your own.
No, Helen's in the back. A big order came in this morning, and it's the first chance she's had to sort it. It's been bedlam.
Well, that's good. And remember the low turnover you had at the farm shop?
Yeah, but I never agreed to work here.
Well, there are bound to be teething troubles in a new business. You all have to pull together.
It's been bedlam back home too.
Ah, with Cathy and Jamie staying.
I can't even escape down the bull, the vibes are so bad. And the cat's closed.
Well, that's no bad thing.
I can never get in the bathroom, and every time I walk into the kitchen, Cathy's in the middle of some emotional trauma.
Yes, I spoke to her yesterday. She's very distressed. Your mother did absolutely the right thing inviting her to stay.
Mm. Oh, hello, Peggy.
Oh, Siobhan. Is this your first visit to the new shop?
Oh, you're kidding. I was in here on the first day. I'm after chilies. Do you have them?
Oh, I'll have to ask Helen. Hold on.
I'll be off, Tommy. I'm meeting Jack for lunch.
Oh, OK. Bye, Gran.
Oh, remember to look out those sacks for the fate, won't you?
Yeah, OK. They're getting pretty monkey, though.
You can't get them now. That's the trouble.
For the sack race, is it?
That's right. Anyway, I'll see you tonight. 6:30 at the lodge.
Fine. Bye, Peggy.
Bye.
Sorry, no chilies. We're waiting for them.
Oh, never mind. I'll have a bottle of that Chardonnay.
Oh, right.
Gives you less of a hangover, you know. Organic wine. It's the low level of sulfur dioxide, apparently.
Oh, you should be on this side of the counter.
It was Peter told me. He's a mine of information. Is he not in today?
No. And he won't be coming back, I'm afraid.
Oh, shame. He was really helpful. Always took time to explain things.
Yeah, well, there you have it. Time is money, according to my sister.
Depends what you want, I suppose. But I don't look for bustle and efficiency in an organic shop.
Don't let Helen hear you say that.
Why?
She wants a modern operation. Fighting the stereotype, she calls it. Peter was just too slow.
Oh, dear. Not as easy as it looks. Let's have another go. Oh, yes!
Jack, Siobhan and Usha can see you from the sitting room.
That would have been a prime.
But it's very embarrassing.
Well, I need to practice Miss Pile Troshing if I'm going to stand a chance against Joe.
What are you using there?
Well, it's not ideal, I agree. It's one of my old golf clubs.
You'll ruin it.
I tried a 7-iron, but the trosher's going to be made of wood, so I thought this would feel more authentic.
Oh, where's the spile gone?
Well, I scored, didn't I? It's in the hanging basket.
What?
It's the nearest thing I could think of to be the bower. Except it doesn't spin round.
Jack, my lobelia.
Oh, careful, Peggy. Don't trip over the rake.
What's that doing on the ground?
It's me bogey. You have to stand behind the bogey before you can hit the spile. Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. He's hardly Tiger Woods.
Oh, Derek.
I shall be able to keep a straight face when they come in.
Me neither. Oh, how much wine have you had?
One glass. You're missing a treat.
Does it cost much more?
A bit.
What on earth is Peggy doing now?
Fishing something out of that hanging basket.
I feel like a schoolgirl in front of the headmistress with Peggy.
Oh, shush, Usha.
Sorry.
Actually, I'm enjoying myself. I wanted to get on the inside track of village life.
Instead of life in the fast lane.
Nah, been there, done that. Country life is much better.
Well, I've had a tough day in court.
Did they find you guilty?
No one's ever said that to me before.
Sorry. Well, I'm glad to get my brain away from Die Gegenwärtige Wirtschaftslage.
What?
It's an EU document I'm translating.
Here we are.
Hello, girls.
Hello.
Peggy says you want an update on the spile troshing.
Well, it would be useful.
Right. Well, we've got the spile from Sid, and Joe's going to make the trosher. He seems confident he can do it.
Is it like a golf club? More like an old scythe, isn't it, dear?
Well, that's how he described it to me. Robert Snell's taking a very close interest. He's arranged for us to borrow an antique wheel from a Cartwright on a historic farm near Brampton Green.
Excellent.
And he's going to construct the game under Joe's close supervision on Sunday morning.
Sounds wonderful.
It will be.
So, what else?
How are the five-a-side football teams coming along?
Still a few to confirm there. Now, we've got Brenda and William in the teenage positions.
I don't understand.
Well, each member of a team has to be in a different decade, from the teenagers to people in their 50s.
Oh, I see.
Now, there's Roy and possibly Debbie.
Oh, she's very busy with the harvest.
I know. There's Usha and me, of course.
Oh, I must say, you're very game.
Is it going to be safe? Well, the water's not that deep at the ford.
Now, in the 40s positions, we're waiting to hear from Alistair and, do you know how old Simon Gerrard is?
No, sorry.
Oh, well, anyway, Mike says he'll play in one of the 50s positions.
Oh, I meant to say, Linda sends apologies. She's volunteered to create a chill zone, I think she called it.
Is that an ice cream tent?
No, she explained it to us as a marquee that we try to keep empty, apart from a few things that she'll put inside.
Ah. A water feature, some cushions, I think she said. Can we spare a tent for this nonsense? Well, she says it'll pay for itself.
How?
Well, fates can get very busy, and Linda thinks if people have the chance to chill out and recover, they'll go back refreshed.
Ah, and ready to spend more money.
But that's what the tea tent's for. I'm only the messenger.
Oh, we do have a spare tent.
Well, I think it sounds like a good idea, especially if it's hot.
Well, she's already fang-shoed the whole layout of the fate. Why stop her now?
Right. Oh, The pony rides, Peggy.
Ah, yes. Shula and Chris will bring down two from the stables. Alice will give them a hand, too. She's been helping there all summer.
Okay. Any other business?
Hayley's organising the face painting.
Huh? As well as the children's games?
Mm-hmm.
I vote for an oldies egg and spoon race.
As well as the spile troshing?
Oh, go on.
Oh, write it down, Siobhan. But I draw the line at an over-60s sack race.
Great.
Now, a friend of mine's given me some more ideas for children's games, ones which aren't quite so competitive.
Oh, interesting idea.
Oh, I like the old games.
Yes, so do I. But these would be fun too.
Well, what are they, anyway?
Well, there's one where you sit back to back on the floor, link elbows, and you both have to get up together.
I can't visualise it.
Come on, Siobhan.
Oh, right. What'll I do?
Sit on the floor behind me.
Oh.
Now, link arms and push.
But what's the point of it?
Oh, they can't get up together without pulling together. Or pushing together in this case.
Exactly. Come on, push against me. Oh,
it's not very dignified.
Oh, the kiddies will love it.
Yeah. You see?
That looks like great fun. Want to go, Peggy?
Don't even think of it.
Let's even name the team.
For the sheep racing?
The Brookfield Three.
Oh, that's interesting. I'll have to consult my assistant trainer.
You what?
Oh, Simon. He's got a bit of time on his hands.
Lucky him. I'm chasing my tail and it's only Monday.
Oh, I've managed a quiet day today.
You sound smug.
Well, you know how ratty Brian gets during harvest.
Too much pressure.
Yeah, exactly. So I hid at the fishing lake and read a novel all day.
Oh, lovely.
Under the pretext of collecting money, of course.
Of course. I was planning to check the hives today, but I haven't had a minute.
Did you move them?
What, 6 miles away? It's ridiculous. I'm sorry, Jenny, but Brian's GM trials really have compromised the purity of my honey.
Oh, Mum says it's odd not having you on the fate committee.
But I couldn't possibly help this year.
No, of course not.
More lemonade?
Oh, yes, thanks.
Pass your glass.
It's much sweeter than your usual, isn't it?
Pip kept adding more sugar.
Oh, is she happy back at the bungalow?
Yes. They both need to be near their mum whenever they can.
Mm.
I have them quite a lot during the day, though.
How are they?
They're fine. A bit unsettled, I think.
No.
Pip's been playing up and Josh is a bit clingy. I'm sorry Ruth wasn't awake to see you. She's practically slept round the clock.
Well, she obviously needs it. You look as if you could do with a break too, Jill.
Mm. We're coping from day to day, but we can't afford to stop.
Brian says he's really missing David's contract work, you know.
Brookfield misses the income. Not that money counts for anything if you don't have your health.
No, of course not.
And Ruth being ill has made us realise just how reliant we are on each other in such a small team. Our whole working routine's under pressure.
Oh, tell me about it.
And we're all tetchy with each other. Not in front of Ruth, of course.
Oh, it's the same at Home Farm, Jill. I mean, 1,700 acres to harvest. And what's the point if we hardly ever see each other?
I know.
I mean, there's Debbie, newly married and out working till sunset every night.
Poor Simon. We're trying to take some of the workload off David so he can spend more time with Ruth, but it really does have a knock-on effect.
Mm, on to you and Phil.
We see each other at mealtimes and that's about it.
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember it being as bad as this in the past.
And to think we were on the brink of retiring.
I read somewhere that the average age of a farmer is 58 now.
Tell that to Phil. He's still out there.
Well, Brian's 58 next year. Years to go at that rate. He's busier than ever.
Borges de Land must take up a lot of his time.
Yes, too much. I want to nab him this week to look at the erosion of our riverbanks, but he bites my head off whenever I suggest it.
Too busy.
He needs to make the time. And of course, I know the real reason he's in a foul mood.
Oh?
Yeah. There's a Borchester Land meeting on Friday, and Matt's bound to bring up the Grundys.
Oh, no.
Yes. He wants them off the estate land, lock, stock and barrel. And I'm afraid they could be facing eviction for a second time.
Get near it.
Hiya, you there, John. What are you doing creeping about in the woods?
Sorry, I'm just taking a walk. Didn't mean to disturb you.
Well, you did. We've a right to be left alone here.
Oh, yeah, sure you do.
It caused us all enough bother. Get along out of here.
Look, Joe.
What?
I'd like to feel we could put all that behind us.
What? You trying to take over Grange Farm when we was hardly out the door?
I'd kind of like to let bygones be bygones. Yeah. Hey, that's a fine piece of work.
Yeah, it is. But you don't know what it is, though.
You're right.
It's a trusser.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I've been hearing some really interesting stories about this spile troshing. And all roads lead back to you, Joe.
Well, they would.
So, tell me, this word, troshing, where...
Comes from threshing.
Of course. Logical. And you're making the trusher.
Well, you got to. Very rare these days, trushers. Mm. Yeah. It's a job, mine. Doing it from memory.
I'll bet.
It's all in the proportions, you see.
Uh-huh.
Only you don't want the head too big.
No?
No. That'll make it too easy to hit the spoil, see?
Okay.
And then you'd be knocking it to kingdom come.
So it's not a game of brute strength?
Oh, no. You use this a trusher to flick the spoil into the bower. Subtlety that counts.
Flick. And that's why the elders played it.
They had cunning.
They needed cunning.
Well, you see, you get pass this out, Sam.
All right.
Right. Folks think the skill is in the hit.
And it isn't.
Oh, no. The skill's in the timing. Right. Be able to balance your spile on your pike. Right. You don't want to flick too early.
No.
Call and fault that.
Uh-huh.
And you have to hold your nerve. Wait for the wheel to spin 180 degrees, then catch it on the upturn, flick your trusher, and pops your uncle.
And that'd be 3 points for a prime.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Shame it died out.
It was honest entertainment. No telly in them days. And they was ready for some fun after remaking.
So you saw it playing?
Just that's me, wasn't it? And Jeff Rumble. Helping the men hoe some roots, and we stopped for a bite of dinner, and
oh, yeah?
And then the men started doing a bit of spoil trushing, and they let us join in.
Oh, I bet that was an honor.
Your first game was always special.
Yeah.
I outshone Jethro. I was a natural, see? Went on to be champion.
Got our dinner here, Dad.
Finish this later.
Oh, well, I'd better be off. I'm training Jennifer's sheep for the big race.
Up against Brookfield, then, are you?
Yeah, we sure are. Thanks for your time, Joe. I've learned a lot. Bye, Eddie.
So,
good riddance.
Right, come on, Dad, shift yourself. Getting cold.
Oh, right, old chap.
Right, get some plates out, will you?
What is it?
Pie and chips.
Oh, great.
Hey, what do they want?
Oh, I don't know. He stopped by on his walk.
You don't reckon he was spying us? Reporting back on Edward's bend.
No, he ain't clever enough for that.
You're right, eh? Yeah, they can all take a hike. Can't touch us, eh?
Yeah.
They feel guilty. That's what it is. They're leaving us well alone.
Giving us a wide berth, eh?
That's a good...
wide berth.
Right, come in. Right,
that Canadian will be getting wet, won't he?
Hey, has Edward said anything to you about why he's come back to Ambridge?
Nope.
I reckon we'll have to draw it out of him.
Who?
I was thinking about that. How do you fancy a lad's night here tonight, eh? Just the three of them.
Three little me, Gigi. What a big crew.
That's all right. He's going back to the flat to do the washing and have a bath.
Well, Edward won't want to stop in with us.
Yeah,
and unless maybe we teach him a few card games, eh?
Now you're talking.
We could fetch back some of the apple brandy from Mike.
No, you got to have the defender between the attacker and the goal when the ball's played.
Why?
Well, else the attacker'd sit on the goal line all game, wouldn't he?
This bus shelter stinks.
Yeah, I wish we were in the bender.
I'm not impressed with that bender, Ed.
Yeah, it's neat, isn't it?
Your flat on Meadow Rise was bigger. I mean, why are you back in this dump?
Oh, Mum and Dad was missing me.
Oh, sweet liar. You were scared to stay in Porchester.
I was not.
But you still owe Jazz's brother for the drink he bought for him's party. They're after your neck.
Well, why ask if you're new?
You've been grounded?
It's a grey area.
Guess what? Emma says she's blown her exams.
No way, she's a SWAT.
Honest? Hey, who's that?
Where?
By that van.
Oh, it's Tom Archer, you know. He used to go to our school.
Really? Wow, he's a babe.
Chill out, Fallon.
I haven't seen him for years. I didn't recognise him.
Oh, a fag.
You got any cash?
I'm skin.
You said you'd been working at some woman's house here.
Oh, yeah, William's godmum. Been helping out, you know. I wouldn't charge her, though.
I would. Whilst it's like doing community service.
Well, I like to do my bit for the Wrinkleys. And she's a foxy lady, mind, for her age.
Hey, do you want to see something?
What?
Nothing like that. Look.
It's a tattoo. Oh, wicked. Is it real?
Yeah.
Did it hurt?
No, not first.
What is it?
Scorpion, duh.
I always thought you had to be 18.
Well, you do, but I know someone.
Don't Jolene mind?
Well, I can do what I like.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, they're fighting over me. Mum and Dad, I mean. I might go and live with Cheryl and my dad. And my mum still wants me to go and live over that stinky bug.
Oh, you gotta go for the pub.
Well, I ain't made up my mind.
Oh, I'd put up with Sad Sid for that.
Right, Simon, as soon as I say go, pull back the hurdle and I'll rattle the bucket.
Alrighty. Oh, hold on, Jennifer. Let me just turn this one around. Come on, girl.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Go.
Come on, girls. Run. Get on it.
Oh, come on.
These were the best of the bunch?
Well, they had a lucky look about them.
Jenny, are you ready? I can just about spare you an hour.
Well, I've been waiting for you.
Good. I've got to be back by 3. Hiya, Brian.
So these are the famous home farm runners.
Yeah, except they're not running.
They are totally ignoring the bucket.
Well, I'm not surprised. Debbie fed this lot this morning.
No.
If they're the batch we drew out for the abattoir, I'm certain she did.
So?
So they have to be hungry, Simon.
Oh.
Why else do you think a sheep would run towards a bucket?
Look, we'll isolate them tonight and try again in the morning.
No food. Seems cruel.
Or do you want them to win or not?
Oh, now I know where Debbie gets her ruthless.
Jenny, can we go?
It's all right. Well, I thought we'd walk as far as the Humpback Bridge and then come back up the opposite bank.
That'll take ages.
Well, better get started, then.
Oh, Brian, can I do a little fishing up at the lake this afternoon?
Sure.
Good. I want to try out this new winged wet I've made. And I might practice my singing at the same time.
That should keep the fish from biting.
Singing?
Yeah, I'm going to audition for the Mikado.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I adore it.
Which part?
Well, I sang Nanky Poo at college.
That'll be going back a bit.
Dad.
Jenny, we'll never get near the river at this rate.
That's all right. I'll see you later, Simon.
Yeah.
Just put them in that pen for now, okay?
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Come on now, you rascals. Let's get you pinned up. Come on now. Wandering minstrel.
Here as well. Look.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's bad. The cows have trampled the bank to nothing.
Well, can't happen again, I suppose. Poor old Joe.
I've been wondering what to do with these river meadows. They're too wet to plough.
Well, I suppose the sheep aren't going to damage the bank like the Grange Farm cattle did.
Oh, give me a hand.
Oh, thanks. I remember Lillian and me swimming in this bit as children. The river was clearer then, it's just gradually eroded.
Well, we've taken our eye off the ball, I suppose.
And the trout can't spawn with the riverbed all silted up.
Uh-huh.
They need a clean gravel bed, not like this.
Yes, well, we'll have to do something about it.
Yes, we will. I've made a note of it all here. It was especially bad through Grange Farm and Brookfield.
I wonder what it's like on the country park side.
Oh, it's bound to be better. Jack doesn't keep cattle.
True. Well, shall we go, Jenny?
Well, before we do, just take a look at this alder.
Huh?
Well, it's desperately overgrown.
Yeah, like most of the ones we've passed.
It takes all the light from the river.
Do you think we should fell them?
No. It's clearly been coppiced at some time in the past.
When labour was cheap.
But we should be doing it too.
It'd be a big job. Fencing the banks off and coppicing the trees. There are scores of alders along here. And willow.
But we have a duty of care towards this river. And I want the generations after Alice and Phoebe to be able to enjoy it.
Yeah, to say nothing of the income the estate could get if the trout were back.
Of course.
Well, I can't do anything till harvest's over. You'd have to start work in the autumn.
Great.
I'll put it at the board on Friday.
Wonderful. It's long overdue. Oh, by the way, Jill's invited us for supper on Thursday.
What? Oh, you haven't accepted, have you? We're way behind.
You get so tense working all the time, darling. And I thought you could do with a nice, relaxing evening before the board meeting.
I just hope Matt Crawford hasn't seen Ed's bender.
Twist.
Oh,
I'm bust!
Dealer wins. Go on, let's see your cards, Jimmy. Oh, 16 years. Shouldn't have twisted at 16. You're bender.
Oh, it's not fair.
That's cards, son.
Oh, this game's rubbish. I've lost my £3.
Hey. He's only a loan. I want it back.
I'm not playing no more.
Temper, temper. Here. What's that fag on the bonket, Edward? Yeah, well, that's Terry's neat. Yeah, well, she had 3 loads to do. Top me up, Dad.
Right.
Yeah, this brandy's come on nicely at mine, isn't it?
Yeah, it was good of him to store it.
We never have any money.
Are you surprised? It's done to you, Paul.
I'm going to miss the Villa on Saturday.
Yeah, well, they was rubbish in the final. Chelsea walked all over them.
Yeah, we were just trying to stay in the game.
Mm. Will you pay me if I help you build Mrs. Snell's patio?
We ain't got the job yet. The answer's no.
Oh, God, I want to have some pity on the lad.
What? After the trouble he caused last week with that party. Oh, kept half a Borchester awake. Hey, I'll tell you what, son. You tell us why you've come back to Ambridge and...
Yeah?
I'll see you right at the fete.
Cash, you mean?
Maybe.
Oh, who is it? Nearly 11.
Wait, answer it, will you, Edward?
Hold on!
Who is it?
Fallon.
Hi, Ed.
What are you doing here?
Can I stay in your bender tonight?
Can you help me with something?
Sorry?
I've got a couple of lame sheep. I need to treat them sometime.
Oh, okay. This evening, then.
It's an awkward job for one.
Yeah, no problem. Now, I've got to dump this grain.
Oh, how's it looking?
It's fine. Heavier crop than it looks.
Oh, good. There's such a lot of black grass in that field.
It might be quite late tonight, Dad. The contractors will want to work on.
Yes. Wish Mike hadn't double-booked himself today.
Well, don't worry. We'll see to him sometime.
Oh, how's Bert getting on?
Bert's got problems. He says the bale is making a clattering sound again.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I reckon the pickup cylinder clutch has slipped.
Well, do you want me to look?
No, it's all right, Dad. I've had a look. But we might need to get the dealers in.
Oh, we could do without something like that.
Yeah, tell me about it. No, I've got to get on.
David!
Oh, hi, Mum.
Is Ruth coming over for a lunch today?
I'm not really sure, Mum. You have to ring the bungalow.
All right.
Jill?
Are you staying?
No, I'm working through. I've got to get on.
I made you a sandwich.
Oh, great. I'll have it when I bring the next load.
Jill?
What, Phil?
You're not free to give me a hand, I suppose.
I'm in the middle of lunch.
No, not now. This afternoon.
Well, I was hoping to see Elizabeth.
Well, I would appreciate it. Only I've got a couple of lame sheep.
See what I can do. Now, shall we get some lunch?
Caught you.
Oh, Eddie, don't do that.
Didn't want Caroline catching you asleep behind that desk.
I wasn't asleep. I was having a power nap.
Oh, yeah?
It's as beneficial as a proper sleep. What are you doing here?
How about business?
Ah.
Are we on?
Well, yes, Robert's agreed, so we are.
Great!
Now, Eddie, I don't want it dragging on, this patio. You will get on and do it straight away.
Oh, no worries. I'll have it laid in, 3 to 4 weeks at the outside.
Right, well, I'll hold you to that.
In fact, I'll get the slate delivered straight away.
Really?
Yeah, if I could phone the bloke from here.
Oh, no.
Oh, more than your job's worth, eh?
I think you'd better go now, Eddie.
Yeah, OK. But we have agreed 1,200 for the job.
Hello, Linda.
Yes. Bye then, Mrs. Snell. Mrs. Bargeter.
Oh, yes, hello.
You look very elegant, Julia.
Do you like my pashmina?
So silky.
Yes. It's an early birthday present from Lewis.
Lovely pink.
Well, they're a bit last year, really, but men never realise these things.
No.
I believe we're booked in for lunch.
Yes. Oh, lucky you. It's Jean-Paul's crab cakes today. So, it's your birthday?
Yes, tomorrow.
A significant one, may I ask?
You see, Lewis has been up at Arkwright Hall this morning, so it made sense for us to celebrate here today.
How's it going up there?
Oh, slowly. It's a painstaking job, restoring an old property.
Well, yes, the work has to look contemporaneous.
Now, Glenda, Elizabeth and Nigel tell me you're mounting a production of The Mikado.
Indeed I am. Ambridge needs an injection of high culture.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. And very brave with an amateur cast.
It's never stopped me in the past.
No. But I'm sure you'll be desperate for some professional input.
Yes, well...
And I have played the West End, as you know.
Of course, but...
And I've given my yum-yum on more than one occasion. One critic called me the triumph of Titty Poo.
So you know the operetta well?
Oh, verbatim. And clearly, playing yum-yum is not a realistic option now.
Clearly.
However, I do feel ready for Katisha. May not a cheated maiden die. May not a cheated maiden die.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, I'll be discussing casting options tonight with Phil Archer. He's the MD.
Oh, well, he's practically family.
We haven't held any public auditions there.
Oh, well, of course not. I'll keep it under my hat, then.
A few bags, you said? Yeah. Not 200.
Where do you unload it?
He didn't. I had to.
Oh. Well, best mushroom compost. I'll soon shift that 70p a bag. I'll make up some flyers later on.
It's held me up over an hour. I won't make nets tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry, mate.
Mind you, we'll be short tonight anyway. Sid's cried off and Roy's out flat hunting with Hayley.
Oh, were they moving in together?
Yeah, that's the idea. Been looking at some two-bedroom places, but they're way too expensive.
Yeah, well, I know all about that.
They want to stay in the village.
But we'll...
Mrs. Antrobus says they could move into Hayley's flat, but they need a second bedroom for Phoebe.
Good luck to them.
Anyway, I'd better get on.
Right, I'll leave you to it, then.
Well, you could stay and give me a hand if you like.
Oh, sorry, mate. I'm feeling a bit rough today.
You don't look so brilliant.
I had a late night. Helen Rogers turned up at our caravan, gone 11, asking could she stop in Ed's Bender.
You're kidding. God, she's trouble, that girl.
Yeah, I reckon she wanted to give Jolene a fright. You know what kids are like. I ended up getting in hot water over it.
Why?
Well, me and Dad had been at the Apple Brandy.
So?
Clary got home from Meadow Rise half 11.
Well, at night?
Oh, she had three washes to do.
I don't know how she stands it.
Oh, she don't mind. She has a nice bath there and a bit of peace and quiet.
No, I don't blame her. She must get cabin fever in that caravan with you lot.
She loves it.
So, why'd you get into trouble then?
Because Clary had to drive Fallon home to Leighton Cross.
Huh?
I was too far gone.
Oh.
Maybe go with her, mind. We didn't get to bed till gone one.
Sounds like Fallon's making a habit of that. Remember, I'm the mug who took her home after Ed's party.
Yeah. Oh, the flat looked like a war zone when me and Clary went round the next day to clean it up.
Emma was terrified when those lads started chucking bottles over the balcony, you know.
Oh, yeah? They was Fallon's mates.
Well, it wasn't fair on Emma. She's been under a lot of pressure worrying about her exam results.
Oh, she's a bright girl, Neil. She'll be all right.
Yeah, that's what we keep telling her. Don't stop her fretting, though.
We'll have to cast people with good diction. It's a minefield of sibilants and percussives. Look, look here. To sit in solemn silence in a dull, dark dock in a pestilential prison with a lifelong lock.
Well, I'm more concerned about people being able to sing the music.
Well, yes, of course, we both want that.
I mean, Yum Yum has to hit a top G.
Well, it's not so very high.
Well, we need somebody good to hit it well. See?
Yes. Well, we... may need to be flexible about keys.
Oh, look, why don't we wait and see who turns up for the auditions? See the range of voices we get.
We want the best performances, Phil.
Yes, but if people can't manage the notes...
Julia Pargeter was at Grey Gables today, offering me her Katisha.
Really? Well, she'll have to audition like everyone else.
Yes, of course, I told her so.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Phil, Shula's on the phone.
Oh, well, excuse me, Linda.
Of course.
Going well?
Well, it's teamwork with Gilbert and Sullivan. The music and performances have to knit seamlessly, you see. And I feel sure Phil and I are starting to knit.
Can I get you another cup of something?
No, you sit down.
I think I will.
Actually, it'll be dark soon. I really ought to be off.
Oh, sorry.
Will you apologise to Phil for me? There's not a lot more we can do before the auditions.
Next Tuesday, aren't they?
Yes. Then we can see what raw material we've got to work with.
Well, I've heard quite a few people express an interest.
Well, that's encouraging. I nearly forgot. Would you give this to Ruth?
Lavender oil.
It has marvellous healing properties. I find one or two drops in the bath very relaxing.
Linda, that is kind of you.
I do hold her in my thoughts often.
I'll pass it on. How is the aromatherapy?
Dried up. Oh, I'm too busy anyway.
I might try some of this lavender oil myself tonight.
Do. Now, don't move. I'll see myself out.
Go carefully on that bicycle.
Yes. Good night.
Bye, Linda.
Bye, Phil. I'm off home now.
Oh, right.
I'll see you on Tuesday.
Yes.
Come and sit down, love.
Oh, peace.
Not before time.
Thanks for rescuing me.
You've been going for over an hour.
Oh, Linda has such definite views. Still, it takes your mind off things, I suppose.
Should I tell you about Daniel?
Oh, and how he felt so at home in the magistrate's court.
Yes.
Lovely.
I'm sure he'll be fine at the adoption hearing now he's had a good look round.
Well, it can be intimidating enough for an adult.
Takes everything in his stride, that child.
He said, could he take Harry Hamster next time so that he can adopt him?
Oh, bless him. Did I tell you Elizabeth and the twins came to see Ruth this afternoon?
Oh, what's she up to?
She was delighted with David working all day. I know she's missing him this week.
Yes, I feel bad about that. But it was unavoidable with Mike crying off.
He's not still out there, is he?
Yeah, I think so.
It's 9:15.
Yeah. What's Elizabeth's news, then?
Oh, she wants Julia to be in the Mikado. Mainly to get her out of the house.
Yeah.
And Nigel's desperate to play in the five-a-side in the river.
Now, why doesn't that surprise me?
Oh, and they've got staff problems in the cafe.
Oh, who is it, Owen?
No, Owen's a treasure. He's Tracy Horobin. He's very surly with the public, apparently. Quite grim-faced sometimes.
Puts them off their food.
Exactly. And she resents being told what to do by anyone except Owen. Elizabeth's at the end of her tether.
Well, that's no good.
Oh, don't! If I start, it won't stop. Oh, and I've invited Brian and Jenny for supper tomorrow.
Oh, Jill.
We never see Brian. Jenny says he's getting in the state about this board meeting on Friday.
About the Grundys.
Yes.
Well, as long as they don't stay too late.
Why not get yourself up to bed? In fact...
What?
I think I'll go up and have a bath. A nice long soak with a couple of drops of this in the water.
Oh, let's see. Is this from Linda?
It's for Ruth, really. Nice of her.
Oh. Well, go on. You go and have your bath.
Staircase right. And...
I'll get off to bed. Brookfield.
Phil?
Linda? Is everything all right?
No, it's not. I've come home to find a pile of uncut slate dumped in the middle of my drive.
Oh, dear.
Was that the phone? Oh. Robert's furious, but that's not why I'm ringing.
Oh?
I passed David in the lane. He can't find his mobile and he's had a puncture.
What?
He says, can you go out to him with a tarpaulin so he can cover the grain?
Oh. Oh, no.
Bert?
Oh,
you're an early bird, Susan.
Oh, I saw you from my bedroom window. I'm glad I caught you.
Put him on my way up to Brookfield.
7 o'clock in the morning?
Ah, well, oh, you can't waste the bus's time during harvest.
Sorry?
I'm going in early to train my sheep for the big race.
Oh, the fates. How are they coming along? Neil says you've got a name for her.
Ah, the Brookfield Three. Linford's the fastest, Pip's favourite. Good sprinter. Then there's Seb.
Oh, don't tell me. A good middle distance runner.
And then there's Dustin.
Dustin?
Marathon man.
Oh,
Bert. They've been working on lane discipline today. They're fine when they're on a rope, but as soon as I takes it off, it's bedlam.
Well, Neil says it's daft. They'll all just run towards the bucket on the day.
Someone's got to reach it first, though.
Anyway, Bert, look, I wondered if you knew what Pip's favourite ice cream was.
Well, she went a bomb on the strawberry when I took her up Lower Loxley.
And what about Josh?
Don't matter. All ends up smeared round his face anyway.
David! David!
Dad, I know.
It's 8 o'clock and you're not even dressed.
We overslept, all right? Only woke up 10 minutes ago. I'm knackered.
Oh, we're all tired. I just got into bed when Linda rang last night.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know what else to do. I had to cover up the grain. I couldn't have left it overnight.
Gone 12 when I got to sleep.
Well, I said I'm sorry. Look, Ruth's had a lousy night. The kids are still in their pyjamas.
Well, shall I get Jill to come over and give you a hand?
Oh, that'd be great.
How's Ruth now?
Oh, she's dozing. I hope she's up to seeing Usha at lunchtime. She could do with a company.
Well, that should give her a lift. Oh, Bert.
Contractors are here.
Right. You'd best follow them up and start hauling.
Right.
I'll get dressed and I'll follow you with the baler.
Hold on, Usha. Right on time.
Hello, Ruth.
Susan.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you...
Is this a bad time?
No. No, of course not. Come in.
Thanks. Oh, I won't hold you up.
Usha's arriving any moment.
Only, bought some ice cream.
Oh, thanks. Pip will be delighted.
Bert said she likes strawberry.
You've done your homework.
Oh, shall I put it in the freezer for you?
I think I can manage that.
Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. You weren't to know.
It's for you as well.
Oh?
Well, the thing is, I know from working at the surgery that... chemotherapy can give you a sore mouth.
Oh, I've been spared that so far.
Oh, well, you might be all right then.
Fingers crossed.
Look, I won't stay. I'm on my dinner.
I appreciate it, Susan.
Oh, it's nothing.
And we're really grateful for all Neil's doing.
He's there when it counts.
You know, we didn't ever mean to take him for granted.
Oh, that's water under the bridge. I probably overreacted.
Oh. Hi, Robert.
Hi.
Hi, Susan. Yeah, at last. What's all this?
10 litres of spring water. Oh, Jill said you were dehydrated.
I'm not a camel.
Oh, get off then.
It was nice to see you. Thanks again for the ice cream.
No trouble. Bye.
Bye.
Ice cream?
A peace offering.
Oh, really?
It was her way of apologising.
Well, she has been pretty vile to you.
It took a lot for her to come, though.
I expect she's been feeling as guilty as hell.
Oh, it's all in the past. Doesn't matter anymore.
Do you want a coffee?
Oh, please.
So, when did you get up?
Oh, an hour ago. I had a terrible night.
Oh.
But I slept in this morning and I feel fine now.
You look great, all pink.
Trouble is, I kept David awake last night and he overslept.
Oh, it's a shame he's so busy at the moment.
Oh, there's no way around it. He took lots of time off last week.
Well, he had a lot to deal with.
It spoiled me, though. I miss him now. And we're so used to working side by side. I feel all out of balance without him.
There aren't many couples can say that.
We're closer than we've ever been. It's lovely.
It can push some couples apart. So, where are the kids today?
Jill's taking them to Felpisham Splash.
Oh, great!
So, how's life on the Fete Committee?
Oh, we're not supposed to call it that. It's the Country Games Fair. Oh,
sounds a bit hearty for me at the moment.
It's a shame. You'd have been a good kicker in the five-a-side.
You know Nigel's keen.
Really? How old is he?
He had his 40th last year.
Great! At last, I'm sure about someone's age.
What?
We have to keep guessing.
Of course.
It's a touchy subject. How old is Simon?
I don't know. Ancient.
Siobhan and I had a ludicrous practice in the Am last night.
At the Ford?
Mm, she was in her wellies and I was in my beach jellies.
Mm, sounds practical.
It was freezing. I'm afraid we got very girly about it, screamed a lot and got out quick.
You suits, you're hopeless.
We had a great time on Monday night too.
You and Siobhan?
Yes.
Oh, I'm feeling left out here.
Don't be daft. We were at Jack and Peggy's for a planning meeting and I couldn't resist winding Peggy up.
How?
I suggested we organise some non-competitive games for the children.
What, with no winners, you mean?
That's it.
Don't tell Pip she's painted all Bert's medals silver and gold.
We'll have all the usual games too, thank you.
You're a bit of a stirrer, aren't you?
Oh, Peggy was really struggling. It was all far too PC for her.
Well, she hasn't got the hang of Lady Vickers yet.
Siobhan and I tried one of the games out for them. Jack thought it was great.
I bet.
Actually, I think Peggy felt a bit out of her depth before that.
Yeah?
Linda's chill zone.
Chill zone?
It's going to be like a relaxation tent.
Mm, that'd suit me well at the moment.
Well, come then. You could spend the whole afternoon in there listening to Linda's new age music and babbling water feature.
Oh, no, that really would be a fate worse than death.
David, what's wrong?
The bale has broken down.
Oh, I thought you was going to get it seen to.
Gave a terrible clunk and stopped dead.
Oh, I told you there was a clutch problem, didn't I?
I know. It's my fault.
Well, if you want my opinion...
I don't, actually, but I phoned the dealers. I'm hoping they can get here today.
Well, I reckon I know what the problem was.
Go on then, Mr. Super Engineer.
I reckon you was overloading it, and now we're paying the price.
Well, thanks, Bert. Thank you very much indeed.
Ruth?
Ah, oh, Jill.
Good book.
The new Bill Bryson. Elizabeth brought it over yesterday.
Oh, I like him.
You can borrow it after me.
Thanks.
Sit down.
No, I must get back and start supper. I promised David earlier I'd pop in.
How was he?
Worried about you.
Oh, I was worried about him dashing out with no breakfast.
How was your afternoon?
Usha cheered me up.
Good.
Where are Pip and Josh?
I've dropped them off at the house.
You haven't just got back.
10 minutes ago. We should have left Falbersham before the traffic built up.
Were the kids all right in the car?
Josh fell asleep. Now supper.
Yeah, my appetite's pretty good today.
Good. I have a suggestion.
Mm?
I've invited Brian and Jenny for dinner tonight.
Ah.
And I wondered if you might like to join us.
I don't think so.
All right.
I'd rather just have something with David and the kids.
Fine.
If that doesn't put you out, Jill.
No, not at all.
Having visitors is one thing, but I don't really feel up to a dinner party.
Bertie's all right now?
Yes. The engineer just fixed it before the shower started. I sent the contractors home.
Well, I couldn't carry on with the spraying either. Has Mum got any cheese?
Oh, don't have a sandwich now. Your mother will be starting a meal soon.
I'm starving. Where is she?
Well, she dropped the children off here and went off to see Ruth.
Oh, where are they?
Well, they're watching a video.
So what was the problem?
Oh, I think it was overloaded, which is what Bert said.
Oh, bully for him.
Well, there's no need to sound so cavalier. He knows quite a bit about machinery.
Yeah, well, I might have.
We're all under pressure, but shortcuts cost in the long run.
Oh, don't nag, Dad. I never caught up with myself today.
Well, that's obvious, but there's no point in being careless.
Do you think I don't know that?
I was up at 7 this morning with that baler. I checked the tyre pressures, the gearbox oil, the drive chains.
All right, Dad, I appreciate it.
I don't think you do. I mean, I was absolutely exhausted. It was a waste of my time. And then I had to hang around this afternoon for the engineer to come out.
I thought I'd be more use spraying the spuds.
And I'd wanted to check the sheep.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you know, it has to be done every day. Especially with all these showers, we can't risk foot rot.
Oh. Well, maybe they're more trouble than they're worth.
Meaning?
Meaning they need a huge amount of time and attention for very low returns.
You're suggesting we get rid of the sheep as well as the pigs?
Well, you know what Toby said in March.
What?
that we should carefully monitor the prices before going ahead with next year's lambing.
What's the point of that? Who knows what the price is going to be in a year's time?
Oh, David, you're here.
Oh, I must have missed you before.
Can you help me unload this shopping?
Oh, Mum, I'm eating a sandwich.
I'm about to do your supper.
That's what I told him.
Well, I'm sorry, but I couldn't wait.
Oh, you should have told me you had shopping in the car.
I forgot about it. I wanted to get Pip and Josh in the house and then see Ruth.
Well, I'll help you.
I'm behind. We were caught in the rush hour.
Were the kids all right?
Pip's been playing up all afternoon, showing off in the pool, shrieking in the car.
Oh, no. Thanks for taking them.
Don't put that in the fridge, Phil.
Oh, sorry.
You better leave it to me.
Yes, all right. I'm not sure what you're going to use.
Doesn't matter.
Is Ruth coming over?
Yes, she said she's hungry.
Oh, well, that's good.
So, what do you fancy, David? There are sausages, a flan...
Oh, anything, Mum. Don't go to any trouble.
It's no trouble. I just need to know what you want.
Well, there's some leftover macaroni cheese in the fridge.
That won't stretch to four.
Four? Aren't you two eating with us?
No, we're eating later with Brian and Jenny.
Oh, no. I'd completely forgot.
I told you this morning.
What time are they coming?
8 o'clock.
But it's six now.
I know. David?
Beans on toast will be fine.
Oh, don't be silly. Phil?
Yes?
Start some sausages, please. Then if you wouldn't mind laying the table in the dining room, I'll need to get the vacuum out.
This is ridiculous, Jill. You can't do two meals.
Ah, Ruth, hello, love.
Hi.
How are you?
All right.
You sit down, dear. Food will be 20 minutes.
Jill?
Have you started those sausages yet?
No, and I'm not going to.
What?
Just stop. Look at us. We're all exhausted.
I'm not. I feel fine.
Well, you're the best of the bunch tonight, Ruth.
Oh, that makes a nice change.
Jill, sit down.
Phil?
Sit. I'm going to find us all something from the freezer. David, go and cancel Brian and Jennifer. This family's having an early night.
Fortress to Land makes a decision.
Something smells good.
Do you want fried bread with it?
Oh, I don't know. You fell in love with me slim and now you want to fat me up.
It's different now. Besides, I don't often get to cook your breakfast. I usually have to slink off before Kathy comes.
Well, she's not in this morning.
Oh, you get the pub ready after. Can you lay the table, Angel?
Okay, boss.
I could feel you tossing and turning in the night.
Sorry.
I wasn't all.
Huh?
Daft, innit? We was probably both wide awake.
So much on your mind.
It don't seem to be working, does it?
What do you mean?
Well, this approach with Fallon.
Oh, don't do that to me.
Didn't mean us, silly. But when we said softly, softly, she's walked all over me this week.
You can't force her to move in here.
Little madam disappearing on Tuesday night.
So you thought she was at Wayne's?
Yeah, and he thought she was with me.
Oh, it's her age.
It's not only that. She's got in with a bad crowd.
Has Wayne had a word?
His mates are the bad crowd. They gave her that tattoo. Even though she's underage, he must have known about it. And he gives her more money than's good for her.
Oh.
Then people think I'm a bad mother.
No, nobody thinks that.
Well, Clary does. Reckons Fallon's a bad influence on her precious son.
He doesn't need any encouragement.
No, but he's easily led. I'm sure that's why Fallon turned up at their caravan.
To make things worse between you and Clary?
Of course. She knows we've got a bit of a history. Then when Clary had to bring her home at midnight, I put the tin lid on it. She's pushing me to the limit.
Sounds familiar.
She's never played up this much before.
With your other boyfriend, you mean?
You're not a boyfriend, Sid. You're a permanent fixture. And she don't like that.
She's playing you off against each other. And just like my daughter.
Is that what she used to do?
And how. She was only 10 when her mum died, but... It was me and Lucy against the world then.
Bound to be.
And then I met Cathy.
How old was Lucy then?
Fallon's age.
15? Oh, no.
Yeah, she pulled some stunts. Took some chocolates from the shop.
Stole them?
Yeah. Then all hell let loose when Kathy moved in with us.
Oh, stop, Sid. This ain't sounding too promising.
Our relationship with Lucy's never come right again.
Oh, that's a shame.
Ah, well, she's settled in New Zealand now.
Darling, are you saying you'd rather Fallon live with her dad?
No, of course not. She's your daughter.
Yeah, but it sounds like you've had a bad track record with daughters.
You said yourself, Wayne and Cheryl don't really want her.
That's true.
Well, then she comes here with you, and that's final.
That's a lot for you to take on.
Well, don't say it like that. She's welcome. It's whether she wants to live with me.
Aldridge?
Your duty time.
You'll have to speak louder. I'm on the tractor. Oh, hold on.
Brian?
Matt, I'm very busy.
Playing with your tractor?
What is it?
Message from the chair.
What about a meeting this afternoon?
That's it, except it isn't.
Isn't what?
This afternoon. It's been moved to this morning.
What? That's damned inconvenient.
Sorry.
What time?
12:30.
It's gone 10 now.
Really?
Why?
Andrew's been up in Scotland shooting, Glorious 12 and all that.
So what?
He's flying into Birmingham about now. Jerry Morton's picking him up.
Cozy.
They thought it'd be more convenient this morning, save them hanging around. Then we thought we might as well have the meeting in Brum.
So it's not in Felpersham?
Saves them a trek to the Sticks.
When was this decided?
Sorry? So it's bad line. It's at the usual hotel.
You've done this on purpose.
Eh?
You think I won't make it on time?
You've got a whole 2 hours, mate.
I'll be there.
Unless the Grundys have done a moonlight.
No.
See you there, then.
Just move that stool, Sid.
Oh, righto.
There. Well, that's done in here. I'll do the ploughman's in a minute.
He won't need it.
Don't want folks saying the bull's going downhill.
Well, what folks? We hardly had any punters at all last night.
What can I do now?
Tidy up that notice board, if you don't mind. I'll get these.
Right. What should I do with the ones that are out of date?
Well, put them in the bin.
Well, this darts match has been and gone. July 1st?
Yeah, I never get round to tidying it. And then people just stick new ones on top of the old ones.
I'll leave this one for the Mikado audition, shall I?
Oh, you'd better. Linda Snell'd have me guts for garters if I took that down. Ah, it's lovely having you here this morning.
Well, I'm enjoying helping you.
So different when Kathy's here.
We're easy together, you and me.
We get the pub ready in complete silence these days. She can't hardly bear to look at me.
I'd be the same in her position.
Morning, Sid. Coffee, please.
Morning, Sir Aldridge. Certainly.
It's just brewed.
Oh, lovely. Morning, Julian.
Mr. Aldridge, I'll put the vac away, Sid.
Oh, right. There you are.
Thanks. Here's a fiver.
Tap. You're an early one?
I'm on my way to Birmingham for a meeting. I left home in such a dash.
Uh-huh. From, eh?
Yeah, just need to stop in to collect my thoughts, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm not complaining. I thought you farmers were all hard at it this time of year.
We are, Sid, believe me. Don't even have time for a social life.
I know my trade always takes a nosedive during harvest.
Take last night. We meant to have a nice evening with Phil and Jill. They were so exhausted they had to cry off.
Mm. Well, they've got a lot to cope with at the moment.
True.
Look, would you excuse me?
Of course.
Yeah, give us a shout if you need anything. Jolene? Jolene?
Mm.
You're okay?
Yeah, I'd better go home now, sweetheart.
Why?
Oh, I felt awkward in there.
Brian Aldridge, she's a bit of a smoothie, I know.
Oh, it ain't that.
Well, why then?
Well, I think it's best if I lie low as far as the bar is concerned. I don't want the punters thinking I'm, you know, trying to take Kathy's place.
Wish it was you working alongside me.
It's impossible, Sid.
Might not be.
Of course it is. You couldn't have me and Kathy working here. People's loyalties are already split down the middle.
Yeah, right. Suppose I asked her not to come in anymore.
Leave the job, you mean?
I've got nothing to lose. The atmosphere's awful. Just can't stand it.
So I propose we instigate a programme of conservation work to begin in the autumn.
Sounds good, Brian.
I've thought for a long time we hadn't been getting the returns we should from the fishing rights.
I'm sure it'll encourage the trout back.
Look, I'm aware of the time. I want to get on the motorway.
Yes, right. Let's move the meeting on. The Grundys. Matt?
Thanks, Andrew. You all know the situation. They're living in a gypsy caravan on estate land.
Sorry, Matt. How long have they been there?
About a month, isn't it, Brian?
Yeah, a little over.
Now, I want to know how they got it on estate land in the first place.
Does it matter now?
My point is, their son works in that area, doesn't he, Brian? By the release pens.
William was as surprised as anyone to find it there. He's straight as a die, that boy.
So they're parked by the release pens? I hadn't realised that.
It's bound to upset the birds.
I don't think so. The Grundys are country people. They won't upset anything. Greg Turner's inspected them.
Oh, that's good to know.
Look, Andrew, Jerry, you haven't seen it. It's a complete eyesore. Before long, they'll have all sorts of misfits and tinkers joining them.
Travellers, you mean? We don't want that.
Matt's right. If they hear there's a good sight on offer, they'll descend in convoy.
Now, listen. I've had personal experience of travellers, and believe me, I don't champion their cause. But the Grundys are not travellers. They're homeless ex-tenants. And quite frankly, if the estate had done more to rehouse them or find them a piece of land for their caravan, we wouldn't be discussing this.
They were god-awful tenants, Brian. My main concern is Grange Farm. Who's going to buy a farmhouse with the Clampets living next door?
You can't see the caravan from the house.
I don't know why you're defending them.
I think we're in danger of overreacting, that's all.
Oh.
They're harmless, Jerry.
Harmless?
Why do you think we're overreacting, Brian?
Because once the winter's here, this problem's going to solve itself.
Yeah. How can you be sure?
You haven't seen the caravan. They've no heating, they've no proper facilities, and Joe Grundy's nearly 80.
Wasn't he ill recently?
Yeah, he nearly died.
Well, that won't look good, Matt. Us evicting an old man.
For the second time.
We can't have tenants riding roughshod over the law. Eddie Grundy thinks he's the top banana. You're letting the tail wag the dog here.
It could look callous, though.
Yes. I mean, Lord knows the publicity was dire enough when we evicted them the first time.
So what?
I live in Ambridge. I can tell you there's a large groundswell of local support for that family. The estate has to coexist with its neighbours on good terms, not antagonise them.
If you love them so much, why not invite them to live at Home Farm? That'd be a pretty sight for the lovely Jennifer to wake up to every day. Eddie Grundy washing his armpits at a standpipe.
Matt.
Come on now, Matt.
Can we keep this business light, please?
Sorry, but you're missing it, boys.
Come on, then.
We have an asset worth £300,000. There is no way we're going to shift it with a filthy, rundown old caravan parked on the doorstep.
It's hardly on the doorstep.
Matt's right there. It might put people off.
It's going to take some selling as it is. I mean, someone's going to have to throw 20 grand at it.
OK. But I'm very concerned about the publicity if we evict them.
And so am I. Got a lot of goodwill to make up.
They're parked illegally.
Yes, but the press will still say we've evicted them.
It's a very emotive word. I mean, where will they go?
Well, to be fair, that's not really our problem anymore, Andrew.
They'll be forced to go back to that awful flat, I expect.
Sorry?
You mean the Grundys have kept a flat on while they've been in the caravan?
Well, yes, as far as I'm aware. What? But I know they hate it or they wouldn't have moved out.
We've been worrying about our reputation if we evict and all the time they've got somewhere else to go.
I told you before, they're country people. It drove Joe to the brink of insanity living in that tower block.
Oh, please.
Well, that's hardly our fault.
No? We washed our hands of them once, and now the problem's come home to roost. We should have found them a cottage straight away.
They wouldn't pay the rent.
Look, Brian, you must see their position's untenable.
I agree. I mean, our priority now must be to sell Grange Farm.
Minus the Clampets.
I still say, come winter, the problem will solve itself if we let it, without the need for us to look heavy-handed.
But you said yourself they hate living in Borchester.
Yeah. So they might be prepared to hold on in that caravan, come hell or high water.
Oh, they will, believe me. And then we won't shift them or the farmhouse.
We don't want it empty over the winter.
I think we probably need to take action.
At last.
Jerry?
Yeah.
Brian?
No, I think it's a mistake.
Well, Terry forfeits his vote by his absence, so it's passed.
We're doing the right thing.
It'll go to the solicitors, then. The Grundy family and their caravan must be off the estate as soon as possible.
Written by Nawal Gadalaran, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Kerry Davis, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.